Good morning and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This morning, just want to share an inspiration to you from Romans chapter 12, starting to read in verse 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This morning I'd like to talk about presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. God is looking for men and women who are wanting to be living sacrifices for Him. And in order to be a living sacrifice, we need to be holy. You know, my mind goes to Abraham there when he offered up Isaac on the mount. He offered him up there, and, you know, history would tell us that Isaac would have been in his 30s probably when that took place. And you know, he was in the strength of his youth there, and he could have probably easily resisted his father. He probably even had more strength than his father, but we don't read any of that. But he, I believe that he willingly gave himself. He gave his body as a living sacrifice unto God. And, you know, today God is looking for men and women who are willing to be a living sacrifice, who are willing to give their all for Him. They're willing to sacrifice in their personal life for others. They're willing to sacrifice their own will. Not my will, but thy will be done. You know, Jesus, the scripture says He could have called 10,000 legions of angels at His disposal to deliver, but He presented His body a living sacrifice for you and I. He gave of His will. He sacrificed His will. And how often in our lives do we need to sacrifice our will? Not my will, but thy will be done. You know, we need to be willing to sacrifice and having a heart to obey in everything. You know, God wants us to sacrifice our time. You know, we get so busy in life that we don't have enough time to pray or read His Word on a daily basis. All those things take sacrifice to seek God. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to live, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God is looking for men and women to live a sacrificial life with their bodies. And, you know, all the work of God, we need to sacrifice our will. All the work of God, you know, it takes time. We need to sacrifice our time. You know, people want to, in our day that we live in, want to have their dream house. They want to live and have lots of money. But, you know, if we're going to live for the Lord Jesus Christ and God, those things need to be laid up on the altar and sacrificed, because we don't have enough time to do everything. And, you know, the scripture says, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So let's live a sacrificial life. You know, give our life for others. Give our life for the ministry. Give our life for our family, our siblings, whatever it takes. Let's live a sacrificial life. Let's present our bodies to the Lord. Lord, I give myself to You, whatever You want. Here I am. Use me. I give my body a living sacrifice. So that's my prayer, and pray that you'll be encouraged with that today and live a sacrificial life. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do pray that You take this word that was shared this morning. It's Your word, that we would just give ourselves as a sacrifice unto You, that You may be pleased with our sacrifice, Lord, that we present. Sometimes we know it doesn't seem like we have a whole lot to offer, Lord, but we offer to you what we have, and we commit our lives into your hand and pray you bless your word. In Jesus' name, amen.